Manila, o Haleakala. Kila kila o Mauila, leika roselani, kua hivi nanila, o Haleakala.
Good morning. You're starting your weekend the Hawaiian way today, the first Saturday of 2009. Welcome to Nakai Iwalu, the eight seas or channels connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Thanks for joining us here at the kitchen table today. Got your cup of coffee, kahoʻone?
Aye. Aloha kakahi a kakako. To all of our ohana on the islands of Maui, Molokai, Lanai, Kauai, and Oahu, and of course, Hawaii Island. Welcome to all of you, and hope you all had a great New Year's.
Got your cup of tea, Vicky Holtakamine?
I have a nice big cup of mamaki tea with a little bit of honey.
And how's the New Year been treating you so far?
You know, it was nice and quiet in Hilo, where with my mo'opuna, Laakea and Kaui, and my son, and spent a nice quiet evening with the family.
That's one way to do it, huh? How about those Big Island fireworks?
You know, it happened all around us.
Okay. Kaho'une, you ready for the new year?
Yes, I am. I'm glad that the chapter of 2008 has closed, and I look forward to a new book being written in 2009 with exciting things happening, especially with Nakai Ewalu. And hopefully we'll be able to get on some of the neighbor islands and visit with our ohana there. But yes, I am very much ready.
Thank you so much for swinging into the new year with us. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and today we're going to be finding out about some resources you might want to tap in on for your new year. If maybe you were thinking about finishing your college degree, maybe your master's degree, or maybe you're a teacher who you want to travel for some enrichment, there are opportunities ahead, and you're going to find out about them here on Nakai Ewalu, which is brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sounds like thunder, gotta head for the high ground. White water coming, no fooling around. Be man in the sun.
Be man, grab your bag and run.
Be man, another swell's coming your way. Be man, another swell's coming your way. Got to fill up your bag with the yellow and black. Keep your eye on the wave, don't ever turn your back. Be man in the sun.
Be man, grab your bag and run.
Be man, another swell is coming your way. Be man, another swell is coming your way.
Hey, hey.
Crab on the rock, you gotta run real fast.
You gotta run, you gotta go right now.
Keep your eye on the wave, don't
your back. Oh, be man in the sun.
Oh, be man, grab your bag and run.
Oh, be man, another swell's coming your way. Oh, be man, another swell's coming your way. White water coming, no fooling around. Oh, be man in the sun.
Oh, be man, grab your bag and run.
Oh, be man, another swell's coming your way. Oh, be man, another swell's coming your way. Oh, be man, another swell's coming your way.
Listening to Na Kai E Walu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Aloha na ahaui o na ali'i, na ali'i mai na kuuna mai. E pa'ai na olelu kaula nau wa hele a moi ke ala. Ua wale aku na hohuna o na, no na ali'i kaula na. Ua paa ua lala o, a koki no na hua. Papa, a wala lago, a koki no na kua. Ele I ka behi haa heo o Hawaii, ka behi hoi o na ali I ihala. A paha ka mana o me ka loo ka hi, ua mauhe o ka aina I ka pono. E ale I o ka lani ua ka ulana, ki ahi ka nanana o ka pāpipika. Ele I ka behi haa heo o Hawaii, la hunu mamuri ke ole. Ele I ka behi haa heo o Hawaii, la hunu mamuri ke ole.
Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Good morning. Thanks for starting your morning with us here on Nakai Evalu. Kahoone Panoke, I'm Noe Tanigawa, and Vicky Holt Takamine is here with our special guest today, Manu Kaiyama, director of the Kaulele program. She's also an instructor at the Schuyler College of Business and at Hawaiian Studies there at UH Manoa.
Aloha. Aloha kakahi aka Manu. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, mahalo nui for having me.
We like to introduce our listeners to a little bit about who our guests are, because, you know, Hawaiian style, we got to find out what high school you went, you know, how many kids you get, you know, where you went to college, if
who you
went
married
college,
to.
Yeah.
So, oh, my goodness.
So let's go ahead now. You were born and raised here on Oahu.
I'm from Kailua, Ahupua'a all my life, and lived in Coconut Grove with my parents, and actually I still live on that Ahupua'a in Ka'elepulu, so kind of right next door in between Kailua and Waimanalo.
And went to school?
First I was at public school Kainalu Elementary, and then I went and transferred over to Kamehameha.
What grade?
Seventh grade. I was not a lifer at Kamehameha schools, So seventh grade, went over there and thought it was a country club. Looked at the tennis courts and thought, wow, who gets to use those? I didn't realize that was for the students or the swimming pool and things like that. So real cool aina going up to Kamehameha, but made the best of it.
Did you catch the bus up and down the hill every day?
I was a country bus person with Mr. Park. I don't know if anyone remembers him, but he hated the Kailua bunch. I guess we were rotten. So mostly caught the bus home, caught a ride in with my dad early in the morning before the sun even rose.
Wow.
Yeah, those are Hanabara days.
And then went to college.
Yep.
At the University of Hawaii?
University of Hawaii, Manoa. 4 years there. Got a degree in business administration. Went on and got a master's degree in accounting.
And you're still there.
And I'm still there. I actually went and did a stint in public accounting and got my CPA and did that in an international public accounting firm. And then got called back to teach a class and fell in love with teaching and decided to stay. So I was very lucky.
Now, we know that you're married to a very handsome young gentleman. How long have you been married?
How long have I been married? Oh my God, I don't know, like 26 years going on 50, something like that.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Your husband, how did you meet your husband?
My husband is Dexter Keomoku Kayama. He's an attorney. Downtown, mostly works for free for Native Hawaiians, but don't let that get out. And
together you have
good to hear.
How many children?
Together we had 6 children, 3 boys, 3 girls.
We're talking with Manu Kaiyama, who's the director of the Kalele program, and coming up we're going to find out about what these programs can do for you on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Did I ever say how I feel about you? Did I never find that easy to do? Things that you do, no need to be heard. I know your actions, babe, be louder than words. I've got the bottle, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try to suck. When you're empty, I'll fill you up. Fill you up, drink it down till the sun comes up.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Looking out upon the city lights and the stars above the ocean, got my ticket for the midnight plane, and it's not easy to leave again. Took my clothes and put them in my bags. Try not to think just yet of leaving. Looking out into the city night, it's not easy to leave again. Each time Honolulu city lights stir up memories in me. Each time Honolulu city lights bring me back again. You are my and you are my island rain. Put on my shoes and light a cigarette, wondering which of my friends will be there, standing with their ladies around my neck. It's not time Honolulu city lights stir up memories in me. Each time Honolulu city lights will bring me back again. Bring me back. Bring me back again.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hakako. Rain or shine, it's a beautiful Saturday morning together around the kitchen table. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kahoone Panoke. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and we're so glad to be kicking back with you today and with our special guest, Manu Kaiyama, a certified public accountant, a business mind type person. In fact, she's a teacher at the UH Scheidler College of Business, and she's putting her energy toward higher education for Native Hawaiians, enrichment for teachers, and help transitioning from school to work. Does this sound like you? The Kaulele Project can help. And we'd like you to find out more about it. Just stick with us here on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurleen Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurleen McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
So I just got the new touchscreen LG Dare from Verizon Wireless, a sweet back-to-school gift, because my parents rock, and now I can access millions of songs. That's right, I got VCast music with Rhapsody. Plus, I have a widescreen VibroTouch QWERTY keyboard and a 3.2-megapixel camera. And with the Dare, I edit and upload right to my blog, so hello, of course I need the web. And with the Dare, plus America's largest high-speed 3G network from Verizon Wireless, you practically own the web. Info, people, info, it's how you stay connected. And that is why you want to be on America's most reliable wireless network with a Dare. So there.
A Verizon Wireless exclusive, the all-new LG Dare with 8GB memory card is just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new two-year activation on a nationwide calling plan $79.99 or higher. $149.99 or higher for family share plan lines. And my Verizon sign-up. Visit any Verizon Wireless store, Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Remember the first time your parents let you stay at home alone without a sitter? You were probably 11 or 12, right?
You need to break something out.
Yeah, kids can do a lot of goofing off when left to their own devices. But what if you were 3 or 4? And at preschool? We all want to make the right choices for our children. Does your child care provide a healthy, fun, educational experience? How can you be sure? Quality child care prepares your child for school and life. The National Association for the Education of Young Children has accredited programs that are the right choice for our keiki. Why does NAEYC accreditation matter? NAEYC accredited programs assure that children are safe, healthy, and learning each day. Ask your preschool if they are NAEYC accredited. Insist on the highest quality for your child. Visit HawaiiKeiki.org. That's HawaiiKeiki.org. This message brought to you by the Hawaii Association for the Education of Young Children.
Honey, you know I love you, right?
Yes.
Well, we've been together a while now, and I think it's time.
Are you asking me to...
Here I go.
I can't believe this is happening.
Jen, would you like a bite of my haupia pie?
What?
A taste worth sharing. McDonald's Haupia Pie, made with a sweet, creamy coconut filling in a crispy golden brown pastry. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai E Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Deeper in love.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. I'm Noe Tanigawa here with Kahoone Panoke, Vicky Holt-Takamine, and our guest today, Manu Kaiyama, director of the Kaulele Program, putting her business skills to work for the Hawaiian community.
Yes, and it's great to have Manu, have you here with us today, Manu. Now, tell me, how did you get involved with the University of Hawaii and these programs that, because you've been involved, God, when I was there at the university in 19...
Never mind the year, Kohone.
But I know that that's when I first met you, and you were at that time the director of the Native Hawaiian Leadership Project.
Correct.
Which has now since changed over. So tell us about your involvement at the University of Hawaii.
Well, as an instructor, I was teaching accounting, minding my own business, and got an opportunity to help co-author a grant to the Federal Department of Education through the Higher Education Native Hawaiian track. And so I participated in that, and we were very lucky. We were able to secure the grant. And so that was back in 1998. So to bring us forward from 1998, we probably stayed in business about 10 years, and we amassed over $12 million from the Federal Department of Education, specifically to support students who were seeking higher education. So we supported them through scholarship, and that was the Native Hawaiian Leadership Project, and I was the director and principal investigator of that.
I would imagine at that time, too, recalling that, I think this was one of the first projects of its type that was being funded by the Department of Education. Is that correct? On the federal side.
Yes. Originally, that title, that specific legislation, was pretty much secured by Kamehameha Schools. And then we just happened to get involved when they divested themselves of federal money. So our application was very timely, and we were able to go in, and we were also... Kamehameha also got some money, and Ahapunana Leo over in Hilo got some money. So there were only three of us in that pot. And then we just grew every year after that. And when Kamehameha, maybe during the next cycle, divested themselves, then we were able to cash in on more money for the amounts that they didn't take.
This is Manu Kaiyama. She's the director of the Kaulele Program here with us this morning on Nakai Evalu. And coming up, we're going to find out more about what the Kaulele Program does, helping Native Hawaiian students and teachers, even others who want to pursue Hawaiian knowledge in traditional ways and get Western College credit for it. It can happen, and you can find out how. Stick around. Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network. Thank you.
listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
You're starting your weekend the Hawaiian way with Nakai Evalu here on the Visionary Radio Network. Kaone Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here with Vicky Holt Takamine and our special guest, Manu Kaiyama, director of the Kaulele Program.
Now, Manu, tell us a little bit about the Kaulele Program. There are several avenues that people, not only that are going into college, but also faculty development for faculty and travel as well.
Yes. Well, after the Native Hawaiian Leadership Project didn't get funded, then we just so happened to write a grant through In Peace, which is a nonprofit, to Kamehameha Schools, and they funded Kaulele. And Kaulele has actually four tiers or opportunities of funding. The first one you mentioned is practicum, and that goes to students who happen to be in a program where they're required to do some type of practical experience in order to earn credit for their degree. So a good example is teachers. You know, teachers will go, if you're getting your teaching certification or your degree, you may need to spend a semester or two at a school and actually student teach. So we'll give funding for that semester so that this student doesn't have to go out and you know, quit their part-time job, or I mean, don't keep a part-time job, right, while they're trying to fund their education and also the extra time that goes into doing the practicum.
The practicum, they're working in the schools, but they don't get paid for that work.
Absolutely.
So your project will help them, your program helps them to subsidize the funding, their you know, without having them to go get a second job.
Absolutely. That's what, see, most of them do have second jobs, and since they have to quit them or they have to slow down on it, then we give an opportunity to still give them funding to, you know, meet their living expenses. So that's part of it. The other part is Hawaiian, Native Hawaiian faculty travel. And this is for any of the faculty members that are interested in presenting their own research at different venues, different forums, conferences across the continent and even throughout the international world. Will fund their travel, so that gives them an opportunity to be able to put this type of research on their vita or their resume. So it helps to increase the possibility of them being able to move up in the higher echelons of education, become tenure. So we do find that there is a lack of Native Hawaiians in those faculty positions. So this is one way that we're trying to combat that.
Wow, that's neat. That two of the programs offered by the Kaulele program here under Manukayama, director of Kaulele, making it through that practicum you need for your degree. Kaulele can help you there. Also, enrichment travel for teachers. There are two other ways that the Kaulele program can work for you. So stick with us and we'll tell you more about that here on Nā Kai e Walu. It's the Visionary Radio Network, a program that's brought to you every week here by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools.
Ahea noho ila, pehea noho ila, ihea noho ila, kaua e ke aloha. Ahea noho ila, pehea noho ila, ihea noho ila, kaua e ke aloha. Mai ho alohi lohi mai, noho ila.
Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network. You're starting your weekend the Hawaiian way with Nakai Ewalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio magazine, Hawaiian music and Hawaiian manao ideas, every Saturday morning from 8 till 10. And we want to remind you that the ideas expressed on this program are those of the speaker only, not of the sponsors or of this radio program. We're simply happy to be here at the kitchen table with you and with Manu Kaiama today, director of the Kaulele program. Coming up, she's going to tell us about two programs that are offered there, help for transition from school to work. And what about traditional Hawaiian ways of learning? How can you use that toward your degree? You'll find out ahead on Nakai Ewalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurleen Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurleen McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Mmm, so juicy, tender, and delicious. They should just call it McDonald's Southern Style. Makes you want to get more chicken.
Ooh, I know. How about McDonald's Southern Style makes you want to get one for your best friend chicken, huh?
Nah, I like mine better.
Get your fill of McDonald's Southern Style Chicken Biscuit and Sandwich, a lightly breaded and seasoned chicken breast, served for breakfast on a flaky buttermilk biscuit, and for lunch and dinner on a steamed sandwich bun at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Ewalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
There's a feeling deep in my heart, stabbing at me just like a dart. It's a feeling
memories out of the past.
Aloha, and thanks for joining us around the kitchen table here at Nakai Evalu. Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, Kaho'one Panoke here with Manu Kaiyama, director of the Kaulele program.
You know, Manu, I was at dialysis the other day, and I met this technician who has been going for her nursing degree, and she came up to me and she said, "Mr. Panoki, do you know a lady by the name of Manu Kaiyama?" And I was stunned. I said, "Oh, of course I know who she is." She said, "Oh, she's such a kind lady. If it wasn't for her, I would not be graduating this coming May." She's been through it. She's a mother of, I think, 4 or 5 children and has struggled to get through her nursing degree. And she said, without the Kaulele assistance, she would not have been able to complete. So there's a living example right there. But tell us some more about the other two programs.
Mahalo anui for that, Koho'one, and it's really a testimony as to the program and not myself, but the program is strong, and I really am passionate about it. So thank you for that. That's so sweet. And our students are wonderful, so it's a pleasure and an honor to serve them. The other two areas that Kaulele supports is one called Kapili Oihana, and that is going from school to work. So different corporations already have a predetermined relationship with Kamehameha schools where they'll offer internships to students. Now, if the internship offered is not paid, then Kaulele kind of steps in and we may give them a stipend for the work that they do during this internship. So it's usually an industry that they're interested in. So to find out more about that, you would look on a website, which we'll talk about soon, to see which companies actually have this relationship with Kamehameha schools. And the second, or actually we're already on the fourth, yeah? Mm-hmm. But the second for this segment of what we look at is right now called Ho'oulu, and that is the non-traditional ways of learning. And when we say non-traditional ways, we mean in a Western perspective, but traditional for Hawaiians. A good example of a Ho'oulu-funded program that we've supported in the past is to fund students to go for 3 weeks and go to another island, to visit all the wahipana on that island and to only speak Hawaiian. So, olelo Hawaii make fale no. And what we expect from that is they're going to be getting certain amount of credits towards their degree in Hawaiian language, and it's a hands-on, an immersion type way of learning the language. So the requirement for students in those programs are that they've had 2 years of olelo Hawaii or Hawaiian language before they sign up. So it's one example of the types of programs that we offer funding for.
And
so,
it's maka olelo Hawaii from the time you leave.
But I know, yes.
Wow.
And
yes,
you can get regular Western College credit for that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Fantastic. Coming up, Manu Kaiyama, who's director of the Kaulele program, our special guest today, will tell you about one very important requirement for their program and how you could apply. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us here at Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nani ko'o olau ahi poan ka iniki vela vela o kamakasila ilaila ka ua I valea ai me kawai o ka ulala e ho me kawai o ka ulala e ho nani ko olau ahi poan ka iniki vela vela o kamakasila ilaila ka ua I valea ai me kawai o ka ulala e ho me kawai o ka ulala e ho Inu uanu, a inu I kawaio silo sila Ilaila ka ua hi olani ai Me kawai o ka paliko olau Me kawai o ka paliko olau A hiki ka ua inu uanu A inu I kawaio silo sila Ilaila ka ua hi olani ai Me kawai o ka paliko olau Me kawai o ka paliko olau
Take away, Pete.
Kamakasila, kaua puno la ilaila, me kawai o ka ulala e ho, me kawai o ka ulala e ho, ha ina ko olau ahi poan, ka iniki vela vela kamakasila, kaua puno la ilaila, me kawai o ka ulala e ho, me kawai o ka ulala e ho.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hush, my baby. Daddy's here beside you to hold you close tonight. You're as sweet as a flower that blooms by day, enhanced by the fragrance. Reminds me of you in a way. Go to sleep now, baby girl. Close your little eyes. Listen as your daddy sings a special love. Hush, my baby girl, it's time for me to go. I'll leave you this kiss, for daddy loves you so. My little baby girl. Hush, my baby girl, don't you cry. Daddy's here beside you to hold you close tonight. You're as sweet as a flower. Yeah.
Kai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. I'm Noe Tanigawa. Vicky Holtakamineg still got her cup of tea there. If you're like Kahoone Panoka, you got your cup of coffee. And we're here at the kitchen table this morning with Manu Kaiyama, director of the Kaulele Program.
And I know some of you are just chomping at the bit, like trying to find out, where do I find out more information? So you will find more information on this on our website, nakaievaluradio.com. And we'll link you to Manu Kaiyama's program, Kaulele Program. But I wanted to talk about the application process, because there are sometimes you have to do like a personal statement, you have to do there's a lot of detail. So what's your application like?
Okay, good question. I know how much our Native Hawaiian students and any students in general, they dislike doing applications. So we've tried to really streamline it, make it as simple as possible. The practicum is what we give most money out. And for those students, it's a one-page application. It asks for some information. It gets your instructor, your professor's signature at the bottom, verifying enrollment in their practicum class, and just need to attach your... probably an explanation and a description of the class itself. So sometimes they'll attach the syllabus of the class, and then also they'll need to attach certified birth records to prove their Native Hawaiian ancestry. So the process is really as simplified as possible. If you're a Native Hawaiian faculty, it's very similar to applying for faculty travel through the University of Hawaii system. So if you're familiar with that, it's the same. And the Ho'oulu and the Kapili Oihana, again, just one-page applications, just looking for personal information.
What's the average grant that you give out?
For the practicum, the range, we usually try to give $4,000 a semester. So it's quite generous. We're looking at about $1,000 a month. For a part-time student, you know, in college.
And on the average, how many scholarships do you give up per semester?
Okay, per semester, well, when we first started, we started about $200,000 of funding through In Peace. And then this past year, actually, we went all the way up to $400,000, so that's great. So if we're looking at practicum alone, we usually will fund about 30 students a semester, so it's pretty good.
Great.
Far reach. Yeah.
Terrific. We're finding more about the Kaulele program from Manu Kaiyama, who's director of that program. Coming up, we're going to hear some last words about this terrific sort of niche funding agency, and we certainly hope that you've been learning more about it. If your interest has been piqued, check out our website, nakaievaluradio.com, and stay with us this Saturday morning here. Nakaievalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and the Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. On the Visionary Radio Network. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and our guest today has been Manu Kaiyama, director of the Kaulele program.
You know, Manu, as when I was going through college, you know, there were some scholarships that required some service to be performed in the community. Does this apply as well with the Kaulele project? And what kind of community service, if it does?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I think Noy was kind of hinting at that at one of our last breaks, and this is a really important requirement of our program, is community service hours. On the average, a student will perform between 40 and 100 hours to the community. And in our times now, in these bad economic times, the community service really comes in handy to helping our different communities and villages out there. If we're looking at one good semester, we might be giving the community at large 3,000 hours of great, hardworking college-age students who are serious and good workers.
Yes.
So the type of community service hours that we try to encourage have leadership components to them. So we're looking at students who aren't just going to be working in a office stapling and doing Xeroxing, but rather are out in the lo'i helping kupuna replant their lo'i patches, or out in the forest and reforesting the palapalai fern up in the Waianae mountain ranges. So we have a variety of types of community service. We do chanting, and we'll teach students modern chants so that they can go out into the community and they can participate. So really fun and interesting
Great.
Types of service are available.
How interesting.
Manu Kaiyama, director of the Kaulele program, has been telling us about the grants for students, travel enrichment for teachers, help going from school to work, support for traditional Hawaiian ways of learning. If any of this interested you, we will link you to her programs on our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Coming up, January's community events, so stay with us. Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org. or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurleen Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurleen McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
For the Charles Lindbergh Estate in Kipahulu on the island of Maui. Such a beautiful place to be. The mountain range, the smell of lipoa, and the inviting home in the calm. As my brother Hoku writes, Ka'i'ini pau'ole, akamakemake. This is a place that leaves you always wanting to return.
Na Kai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Na Kai Evalu, the 8 C's, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands every Saturday morning here on the Visionary Radio Network. Now let's take a look at what's coming up in community events this month. Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt-Takamine, what's up?
Yeah, well, tomorrow afternoon, actually, January 4th at Mamiya Theater at 4 p.m., you are invited to come and spend an afternoon with all of us. You know, I'm a graduate of Maiki'ayu Lake, so we're celebrating Kahawanu Lake's birthday tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Mamiya Theater with a concert on Kahawanu and Maiki Lake, and some of the music and the hula that she created. We've got 4 wonderful halau. Of course, it's my halau, Vicky Holt-Takamine, and Pua Ali'i Ilima. We're going to share some hula, and I will actually be doing a hula as well.
Ooh.
So, you know, you should even just come for that. It's worth the price of the ticket. It's
$25. What are you going to be doing, Vicky?
We're doing Hula Kahika. We're going to do the Pahu trilogy, Aku'ula Wau, Awa'ia, and Kaulilua. I haven't done that in years, so it's worth the price of the $25 ticket.
I'll have the oxygen tank on the side.
I do not need oxygen. I beg your pardon.
Maybe we do.
Yeah.
Okay, along with me is Michael Pilipang, whose halau is hosting that, as well as Pohai Souza and Kula Abiba's halau. Lots of guest artists.
Also on January 7th, the Kupu Aina Coalition will be hosting an informational session open to the public, and that's going to be at 6 p.m. at the William S. Richardson School of Law at the University of Hawaii. And there at this meeting, they're going to provide you background information on the ceded lands case, which will be heard by the United States Supreme Court on February 25th. And at that time, they're also going to explain how the community can get involved, which will be for January 17th at the Kui Kapono March, which will start at 10 a.m. from Kalakaua and Saratoga down to Kapi'olani Park, where the rally will begin at 11:30, and activities will go until 4 p.m.
And January 31st is the Lunalilo Home Luau.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Be there.
A full month ahead. And it's a good thing we're coming up every Saturday for you to keep you posted. Na Kai Evalu is where you are every Saturday morning. We thank you for spending the time with us. This program is brought to you by Kamehameha Schools and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network. Coming up, the Olelo No'oia.
Okay.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
My tropical baby, my little empress down at Waikiki. Your hips, they sway like the coconut trees. You're such a sweetheart to me. My tropical baby, your hair, your body always tickles me. To see you dancing right in front of me, it's always more than what the people see. Because the way you wink your eyes at me, it blows my senses like the corner breeze. Oh darling, open your eyes and see that I want you to belong to me. My tropical baby, my little empress down at Waikiki, I'm your Hawaiian boy waiting patiently for you to marry me. Because the way you wink your eyes at me, it blows my senses like the corner breeze. Oh darling, open your eyes and see that I want you to belong to me. My tropical baby, my little empress down at Waikiki, I'm your Hawaiian boy waiting patiently for you to marry me, for you to marry, for you to marry me.
Nakai Evalu here with you every Saturday morning on the Visionary Radio Network. Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here, and Vicky Holt Takamine with our Olelo no Eau.
The Olelo no Eau is a wise saying or proverb that has been handed down from our kupuna from generation to generation. And I picked this one just for Manuka Iyama. And also because it's the start of a new year. Wow, Hawaii ke oli no ne ma lama lama. Hawaii is enlightened, for the brightness of day is here. But it is really a reflection on our education. Hawaii, we are in an era of education. And so we talk about Wow, Hawaii. We are enlightened, and we really think about education as it enlightens us, and you know, encouragement of students to get their higher education, to continue, because it is only through education that we will succeed.
And also, it's an empowerment. Education is an empowerment. Very good.
And mahalo nui for that. You know, thank you so much for having me on your show. And I just want to express one thing that we may have forgotten, and that is our deadlines for Kaulele. And basically, we are available all year round. But if you're going for practicum, it's best to get your application in by January or August, depending on the semester. If you're looking at Kapili Oihana, then right before the summer, because it's usually for summer internships. And faculty travel and Ho'oulu are accepted all year round until we run out of funding. So that's the information out there for all of you. And mahalo for that beautiful Olelo no Eau. Vicky, you're so cool.
I tell you.
That was my Kaivalino.
Thoughts to face the new year with, coming at you every Saturday here on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by Kamehameha Schools and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
To sleep now, baby girl. Close your little eyes. Listen as your daddy sings a special lullaby. Hush, my baby girl.
Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Once I thought she'd really dream it, all those silly games were really hurting too. Chase a rainbow. When our eyes met, the moon was full. Along the shore, just me and you and a starry sky. Wish I could sleep without you, but sleep brings back the memories of falling in love.
Rain or shine, it's a great Saturday morning here with Nakai Evalu coming at you 8 to 10 o'clock every Saturday morning. This is Hawaii's first weekly FM radio news magazine, and we are so happy to be bringing you the best in contemporary and classic Hawaiian music and Hawaiian manao. This morning, it's been great to have Manu Kaiyama with us, director of the Kaulele program. She's been putting her business skills to work for the Hawaiian community. Great to have you here with us, Manu.
Thank you so much, everyone, for having me. And please don't forget, now, if you're at all interested in Kaulele, just give me a call. I'm located at the University of Hawaii. My number is 945-1560. And I know that Noi will tell you where you can locate more information on their website. Mahalo nui, everyone.
You got that? 945-1560. Manu, mahalo for joining us and providing our listeners with the wealth of information on Kaulele Project. We hope that more money keep rolling in so we can keep educating our Native Hawaiian students and for the wonderful work that you do not only at the university but also in the community at large. Mahalo.
Mahalo. O'oi pu.
Mahalo for your company around the kitchen table today. Vicky Holtakamine, look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yes.
Mamiya Theater.
Yes, Mamiya Theater. I'm going to be in my dancing form. So, but thank you everybody for joining us and hauʻoli makahiki ho to all of you. And we look forward to a really exciting new year. You know, this is the start of the legislative session coming up. So we're going to have a lot to talk about and try and educate all of you about what's happening at that state capitol.
And also next week, our guest will be Dr. John Osorio, who is a senior professor at the Kamakakuʻokalani Center for Hawaiian Studies at the University of Hawaii. He's also a plaintiff in the upcoming case, Lingo versus Oha on the Ceded Lands issue. And he is also a noted musician and songwriter. So he's going to come in all one package.
I know, what a great Hawaiian combination. We are here for you every Saturday from 8 till 10 a.m. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools, brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That is today's Kumu 94.7 here on Oahu, Q103 103.7 Maui, the Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, the Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai. Aloha.
Ahui ho.
Aloha.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurleen Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish: her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurleen McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep, somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call GEICO, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call GEICO, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
You have better things to think about than car insurance.
You know, like where your four-year-old hid your cell phone or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So GEICO invented GEICO.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.